USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his nation is determined to continue its operation against Hamas, despite a call from President Biden for a de-escalation of the conflict. The White House said in a statement that during a Wednesday call, Biden told Netanyahu that he expected significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. But Netanyahu said later that he's determined to continue the operation against Hamas until its aim is met. Hamas has fired more than 3,000 rockets into Israel since the conflict began, with Israeli forces responding with airstrikes against Hamas military targets. And House Republicans have introduced a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure package. The $400 billion bill is narrowly focused on core infrastructure, funding bridges, highways, and transit systems. The proposal is even smaller than the $570 billion proposal crafted by Senate Republicans, and much smaller than the president's more than $2 trillion proposal. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
More on one of our top stories as Egypt is the latest nation to call for a ceasefire as war rages on in the Middle East. John Clemens reports.
While a number of countries have called for a ceasefire, it now appears that the war has advanced to two different fronts as missiles were fired from Lebanon into northern Israel in the vicinity of Haifa. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for a forceful deterrence while trying to avoid civilian casualties.
There are only two ways that you can deal with them. You can either conquer them, and that's always an open possibility, or you can deter them. And we are engaged right now in forceful deterrence, but I have to say, we don't rule out anything. We hope we can restore quiet. We hope we can restore it quickly. I want to say that we're doing that while doing our utmost to avoid civilian casualties.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Several former members of the Trump administration are calling on DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over the White House's handling of the crisis on the southern border. Former DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, former Acting ICE Director Tom Homan, and former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan released a joint statement accusing Mayorkas of lying to the American people about events on the border. Homan tells Fox News that Mayorkas has not been truthful about the cause of the current crisis, when he lays the blame on the Trump administration.
He said he dismantled the CAM program where people can apply for asylum in Central America. Why did he do that? Because it didn't work. Most people lose their cases, 90% lose their cases. So they're not going to take the chance on claiming asylum in their home country when they can get you to the United States, based on what's going on right now, step your foot in the United States, a child, and you're not going to leave. You're going to be allowed to stay. You're going to be released within 2 days. They say the Trump administration dismantled the child beds in HHS. They did. Why? They didn't need them because the border was secure. Thousands of children were coming across the border every day. There are lines of the American people that get up and they brag, well, we got this under control because we want to present a picture that there's no crisis. So what do? They get real good at releasing people quickly so there doesn't appear to be overcrowding at the Border Patrol facilities. At the same time, they're working on releasing people quickly. That's just going to bring more people into the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.